Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is back with more sports.
Yeah, coming up, Wicklow football manager Oisin McConville says a conversation should be had about whether Gaelic football needs an inter-county senior, intermediate and junior football championship. But first, the latest from Euro 2024, and Scotland got their campaign back on track. They had a tense 1-1 draw against Switzerland in Cologne. Scott McTominay's deflected shot put them ahead after 13 minutes, but Shaqiri equalised for the Swiss after an error by Anthony Ralston. Scotland now need to beat Hungary in their last game to have a chance of advancing. Germany became the first side to qualify for the knockout stage. They had a 2-0 victory over their Group A rivals Hungary. Musiala and Gundogan got the goals for Germany. And Albania scored a dramatic stoppage time equaliser to deny Croatia victory. It finished 2-2. Albania equalised in the 95th minute. Croatia will now need to beat defending champions Italy in their final game to have a chance of progressing. Albania also face a tough game there against Spain. With three games today, England will be hoping to advance to the last 16 if they beat Denmark in the 5 o'clock match. Slovenia meets Serbia in the other game in Group C. That's at 2. But the big game of the day, the clash of two Euro heavyweights at 8 o'clock when Spain play Italy in Group B. They met in the semi-final of the last Euros. Coincidentally, England and Denmark was the other semi-final on that occasion. Well, now to Gaelic games, and Wicklow football manager Oisin McConville saying a conversation should be had about whether Gaelic football needs an inter-county senior, intermediate and junior football championship. Currently there are two tiers, the Sam Maguire Cup and the Tailteann Cup. But what about the team struggling to win the Tailteann Cup? I asked Oisin if the Tailteann Cup has worked for Wicklow.
Yeah, but I believe so. I think I like the current system. I think, you know, you're going to get your seven league games at a level where, you know, you're able to compete, whether that be in Division 3 or Division 4. Also, I think there's the possibility, you know, the way the groups work, you know, there's a real good chance of you getting out of your group. And then when you do, you're playing knockout football. And I think for teams like Wicklow, I think that works as well. I think you have the possibility, I mean, Wicklow got 6 Tailteann Cup games this year. I think, you know, you go a long way to try and find or gain that experience, you know, through some other route. So, you know, you're talking about 13 or 14 really competitive games, you know, every year. So, yeah, and I think the format works. I like the format. I like the way it works because I think it gives you an opportunity to get into the competition. It's tough. It is tough because there's always an outlier. There's always one or two teams that, you know, are probably, you know, of Division 2 standard, or yo-yo in between Division 2 and Division 3. And I think that makes it tough because, you know, in order to win it, you're going to have to beat one of those teams, you know.
If that means we have Down or Meath or Westmeath, like, the teams that have won it are strong football counties. So can a Wicklow or Leitrim win it?
I think they can build towards winning it. I think it sometimes feels very realistic. And then at other times, obviously, we left Newry, you know, last Saturday, having been beat by 9 points and feeling that, you know, we didn't play to the top level that we can, but we also didn't play really poorly. So you understand that there's a gap to be bridged there. But I think as part of the Tailteann Cup, it makes you realise what level you need to get there. I think it's similar, you know, the teams who have maybe come out of Division 4 and went into Division 3, you know, it makes you realise that there has to be a serious lift. And in order for you to realise that, you have to be exposed to bigger games against bigger teams, you know, in I suppose, even in pitches. Like, I asked our boys last week how many players have played in Newry before, and not one of them have played in Newry. So that gives you an idea of, you know, the difference between Down's trajectory over the last number of years and Wicklow's. But, I mean, if you're Wicklow, if you're Leitrim, if you're Wexford, if you're whoever, I mean, you need to aspire to be playing at that level. And if you don't, then you will get left behind.
So is there a case or not to have a senior, intermediate and junior inter-county championship?
Well, I think it's really is, like, it works at club level and works so well. You see the different tiers in Hurling and how well some people would argue that they're not working that well, but I would say that for all the teams that won, the Nicky Racker, the Laurie Maher, you know, the Christie Ring. I mean, that was a very special occasion that they had this year in Croke Park. So I think there is a conversation to be had at the very, very least. I'm not sure what way, you know, that would structure, or would it be the bottom eight teams, or because I think that there's a lot of teams still aspiring to play in the Sam Maguire, no matter how unrealistic that is. But I think one more tier is definitely worth a conversation, or certainly it's something that we should be looking at. But if you look at some of the results this year, Des, you look at, you know, London's results, you look at, you know, how competitive New York were, and you're talking about, you know, teams like the Wicklows and the Carlows, and you're talking about all those teams, and you're thinking, would that be a competition that would be really competitive and really worth getting your teeth into? And you would have to say yes. So I definitely think there's a conversation to be had around senior, intermediate and junior.
Interesting from Oisín McConville. We'll hear other views on that, I'm sure, as we go forward. Now, the Olympic Federation of Ireland has selected the rowing team for the Olympics. 16 athletes competing across 7 boats. Very experienced team. 9 Tokyo Olympians and 6 rowers with Olympic medals, which is extraordinary. And speaking of extraordinary, Aidan O'Brien has his 400th group a grade 1 victory yesterday at Royal Ascot when Auguste Rodin won the Prince of Wales Stakes. Illinois justified favouritism to give Ryan Moore an 80th Royal Ascot winner in the Queen's Vase. Featured today is the Gold Cup, where Willie Mullins' Vauban will oppose Aidan O'Brien's Kyprios. There's also racing at Leopardstown. 2 Irish swimmers have qualified for today's finals at the European Aquatics Championships in Belgrade. Danielle Hill in the 50 metres backstroke, Owen Corby in the 200 breaststroke. In golf, with Rory McIlroy taking a break after the US Open, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are the Irish entries in the Travellers Championship, while Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow chase a major, the Women's PGA Championship in Washington. Finally, cricket. England produced their best performance of the T20 World Cup so far to begin the Super 8 stages with an 8-wicket win against the West Indies, and South Africa survived a scare before beating USA by 18 runs in Antigua.
Thanks a million.